Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to the Annenberg Radio News Update on this November 11th. I'm Sebastian Vega. President Obama said today that we can do more to care for our nation's veterans. For Veterans Day, Stephanie Haney spoke to veterans about their health care.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
The Pasadena Senior Center celebrates Veterans Day with local Boy Scouts serving lunch every year. One topic on the minds of some veterans attending today was health care. Vietnam veteran Al Strange said getting care in LA veterans' facilities has been tricky, despite the 2014 act aimed at reducing medical appointment wait times.
When I went to the VA, I told the lady I'd like to come in and, you know, get a doctor. So she says, oh yeah, we can have you see him in 90 days. I said, that ain't what President Obama said, and she gave me one within 28 days.
Pasadena resident and former civilian military contractor Van Fox says his family has had mostly good experiences with VA doctors.
One of my uncles had heart problems, and they monitored his heart on a phone from his home. So that was exciting, but he was 5 hours from the VA, so they could only go when the weather was good.
Pasadena veterans may have an easier time getting to a VA facility once the new clinic opens at Pasadena City College. The clinic will offer primary health care, mental, and therapeutic services. Pasadena City College is currently accepting donations to fund the clinic. Stephanie Haney, Annenberg Radio News.
Racial tensions are surfacing on campuses nationwide, like at the University of Missouri. Last night, the USC student government passed a resolution to ensure diversity and tolerance on campus. Reporter Morgan Evans brings us more.
Students say they took this step because the university has not adequately tackled discrimination. Dozens of student organizations supported the measure. Cynthia Blondale feels that the resolution is a step forward.
It's definitely a milestone because it makes a statement that, you know, if all the governing bodies at USC are backing behind this resolution, then obviously it means a lot to our students.
The resolution calls for hiring faculty dedicated to ensuring non-discrimination. It also requires a multicultural center at the new University Village, which is now under construction. The hope is to avoid the fate of the University of Missouri, where racial tensions forced the president to step down. Victoria Park says that the news was shocking, but she is optimistic about USC's measures to address the problem.
Even though, like, we're one school, like, a lot of people are listening to what we're doing here, and I think that could set a precedent in other schools as well.
The resolution now goes to the Board of Trustees. Morgan Evans, Annenberg Radio News.
Keck Medical Center workers are protesting staff cuts and wage disparities. They picketed at the USC Health Science campus this afternoon. Reporter Joe Salvato has the details.
Protesters say multiple staff positions in the Keck Medical Center have been cut, and they have not received raises in the past few years. Erica Glenn worked at the medical center for 5 years. She says when she started, there were 3 patient care technicians to a floor. Now there's 1.
We work 12 hours a day. Sometimes we don't get breaks. Sometimes we don't get lunch. We're up on our feet, and, you know, it's a very hard job, and we want some respect. We want some help from Keck.
These technicians work with nurses to help patients with everyday tasks. Glenn says when these jobs are cut, the patients suffer the costs as well.
That leaves patients not to get the care that they need. That leaves patients hungry. Patients have fallen. Patients have been dirty, not being able to be clean. So what we want is to get the patient's care back to where they used to be.
This morning, around 50 employees were protesting, but Glenn says they expect more. She says if there's no change, they will continue tomorrow. The Keck Medical Center did not respond for comment. Joe Salvato, Annenberg Radio News.
A bail bond company is suing an immigrant activist for defaming its products on social media. Marat Devitian has the story.
Nexus Services, Inc. filed the lawsuit Monday against Byron Vasquez in the Guatemalan House of Culture in Los Angeles. The suit states that Vasquez accused Nexus of engaging in slavery by having its clients wear GPS ankle bracelets. Nexus requires clients facing deportation to wear ankle bracelets in order to ensure they appear in court. According to the suit, Vasquez convinced a Spanish-language television station to air a broadcast critical of the bracelets. The suit also claims that Vasquez advised Nexus clients to remove the bracelets, telling clients that the requirement to wear the trackers is immoral. Maral Tavitian, Annenberg Radio News.
The California Lottery is searching for an unidentified winner of a $63 million lottery ticket. A lottery spokesperson said the jackpot from 3 months ago is still unclaimed. The winner has until February 4th to turn in the ticket. That's it for today. I'm Sebastian Vega.
Thank you.